Let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, do you think you're ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Like, to start the show?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. You're ready to start the show?
Yeah, I think I'm ready.
Okay.
Wait!
What?
Okay.
Okay, what's wrong?
I'm ready now.
Are you sure you're ready?
Yeah, we're done talking about penis. Let's just start the show.
We're never done talking about penis.
Hello, everyone. It's 6:08 p.m. Friday. Time for Shut Up Weirdo.
Ta-da!
Wow.
It's so weird when people do that.
I like it when they go, voila.
And voila.
Voila.
When do people do that?
I don't know.
Ta-da!
Voila. Like, I don't know, like at a fancy like cheese ball restaurant, they put the plate down. Voila.
What do they say after magic?
Ta-da.
Not like that. They say it with ta-da. Some verve.
Every time I have sex when I'm done, I go, voila.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
Like when you finish or just when it's over?
No, when I finish.
Oh. Do you really?
Mm-hmm.
I say, please leave now.
Okay, I gotta watch Netflix. Thank you. call me. Oh, hey, everyone. We actually were talking about penis.
No, we weren't.
Yeah, we were.
Actually, we were.
With Sheila, we had a total girl moment in here.
Actually, we were just making her blush.
It was glorious. She did giggle a lot.
Welcome to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU.
Hey, next week is the record fair. Hey, guess what else? We're doing our show from there.
Friday.
Michelle, I can see your nips.
I know, because they're huge.
They're hard.
They always are. They're just really big.
You don't have big nips?
Yeah, I do.
No. They're just hard.
No.
I think if mine were hard, you'd be able to see them. We shouldn't talk about this. So next week is the record fair. Michelle will be there the whole time.
That doesn't mean... What? People think, like, they can talk to me.
Oh, right, but no eye contact.
No, I'll be there at the swag table. Come buy something. You can talk to me if you buy something.
Okay. I'll be with you on Saturday.
Yep.
Swaggy style.
No.
Yep.
No.
I said it. It's out in the universe.
Why'd you do that?
I don't know. It just came to my head.
Now you can never take it back.
Swaggy style. Oh, my God.
Damn it.
Why did that just happen to me?
Damn it. You're a fool. What time are you going to be there?
The noon to 4, whatever that
what?
Shift is.
Then we're going to hang out till 7?
And then I'm going to get drunk.
All right.
I mean, yeah.
And then we're going to party?
No, I'm sleeping over Michelle's house.
On the couch.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still sleeping over Michelle's house.
You are. It's nice of me. And then what? Are you going to go to the airport from the record fair or just from my house?
I don't know. Probably from the record fair. What am I going to do, sit around your house while you're gone?
Well, you wouldn't be able to lock the door properly.
Yeah. I'll wake up with you.
Okay. How romantic.
Maybe I'll make you breakfast. And as I hand it to you, I'll go,
voila!
201-209-9360. Wait, hold on. Let me try that again.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is never, ever have I ever. We don't want to put any rules on it yet, other than it can't be about sex, clearly, because we're not allowed to talk about
that. It can't be too much about sex.
You can use code words, I think.
So the idea, I mean, people know what never, ever, you call it never have I ever, right?
Never, ever have I ever.
I just call it I never.
I don't like that.
Okay. Never, ever have I ever.
Uh-huh.
And then you say something, and if we've done it, we drink.
Okay.
And if the caller calling can either have done it or haven't done it.
Okay.
Hopefully there'll be some stories.
Well, that's the idea, right?
And then...
We want to hear some wild stories. Either
it can also be good things. You know, we've done a lot of good things.
I've given to the poor before. I donate to a charity called WFMU.
There we go. So, let's play Never Ever Have I Ever, and we'll see who's done the most bad things. I think, surprisingly, it's going to end up being you.
I think it's going to be you, the person who's done the most. But I will also say that what's to my disadvantage is that since I kind of just tell everyone everything when maybe I shouldn't, they all know all the bad things I've done. And you're more secretive.
I'm not that secretive.
But you're not as open as I am.
I'll give you that.
Plus, I got double the amount of the years on this radio show
not
telling
double,
stories.
You have three more.
Telling stories that I probably shouldn't have been telling.
Yeah, but we also both just tell the same stories.
That's true. We do tell the same ones over and over. All right, call us. 201-209-9368. Never, ever have I ever. For instance. Well, it's hard when because I know what you haven't done mostly.
But it's okay. As long as the really, really, really bad ones don't come out, I'll admit to things.
Never, ever have I ever peed on someone in the shower.
Well, someone already said that on Facebook.
Never, ever have I ever. This is hard.
Stolen gum on an airplane.
That's right. I borrowed it.
Mm-hmm. You weren't intending on giving it back.
I wasn't intending. Whatever. She had so many.
201-209-9368. Want, take, have, baby. That's what I always say.
Swaggy style?
For life.
Oh my god, it's so bad. I can't believe I said that. That's what you should put a sign up at your swag table that says swaggy style.
I like it swaggy style.
You should call it that.
You should wear a shirt that says swaggy
style. If I had one, I would.
Make one.
I don't even have an apartment. Do you have the phone? Yes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. It's Michael from Chicago.
Hey, Michael. Did you win once?
No, I called and I was on the list, but yeah. I should have won. I had scumbag for a compound word.
Okay, but you didn't win. Let's move on.
No. Yeah, we can move on from that. So, actually, can I say really quickly, you guys said that, oh, he sounds nice, he probably has a job, and he sells health insurance. I don't do that.
Oh, about you?
No, we said you have health insurance.
Oh, yeah, I do. Oh, well, that, yeah.
That's a plus.
We weren't insulting you.
No, we were complimenting you.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. So I never have ever cheated on a girlfriend or my wife.
Well, I'm not a lesbian.
Oh, yeah, so. Me, I've never had a girlfriend, so I don't have to drink.
Oh, come on.
You know you have. You're so full of it.
Significant other.
No. That's completely untrue. I've never
Meaning sex
it.
Or, like, making Kissing. Out?
Oh, neither.
Come on.
I'm drinking. Significant other.
You.
I'll drink.
And
I've
I'm
cheated.
Not young. I've just never cheated.
Not even in college.
Not even
by mistake.
No.
Yeah, not even by accident.
No, I had a steady girlfriend for a couple years in college, and I never cheated on her.
Why?
Well, I don't know. It's like a thing. I just didn't. Moral compass? I don't know. It just seemed like a skeezy thing
to
do.
Are you calling us amoral and skeezy?
What the hell was that?
Hey, no. That's how you take it. I'm saying that's just how I felt. Like, I'm not going to cheat on this girl.
That's nice of you.
Okay, but let me ask you something.
Well, what if it doesn't count?
Yes, please.
So you think, like, one day you're going to die, obviously, and you're going to wonder, I wonder what it's like to cheat on someone.
It's not a good feeling.
Oh, no. Well, I'm sure I'll have a belly of regret.
I usually regretted it.
Only because it made feel guilty, though. Not because you regretted the act of it.
I regretted...
No. Who would ever regret the act? Come on.
I've regretted many an act. Yeah.
Well, I'd only regret the act if it, like, didn't go right, but,
like, it wasn't worth it. Like, if it just wasn't worth it.
I'd feel terrible. I'd just feel guilty the whole time.
How old are you?
I'm actually 50.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were, like, 30. And then I was going to be like, oh, dude, it'll happen.
Good for you, then, dude.
I'm a young 50.
Well, you're a good man, and I hope to one day find one just like you.
I'm sure he does other terrible
things.
There
you go.
Yeah, what other terrible things do you do? Like, what's the worst thing you've ever done?
The worst thing I've ever done? In high school, I stole... I shoplifted some Led Zeppelin cassettes.
That's cool. So you're just basically cool. Like a good person.
I think so.
Like, you're going to heaven.
I think you're going to heaven.
Me?
If I believed in that, sure, yeah.
Well, he doesn't believe in heaven, so...
Well, you don't have to believe in it to know that you're good and going to it.
We're good people. We're just wild.
I'm not wild.
It's more of like a golden rule, do unto others thing, you know? Like, I wouldn't want someone to cheat on me.
All right, Goody Two-Shoes. Have a good one.
Later.
Have a good one.
Goody Two-Shoes from Chicago.
Mama's boy.
Seriously, that dude probably goes to church like every Sunday. You think after he talks to us on the radio, he goes to confession?
No,
I think he's probably saying like 75 Hail Marys right
now.
Yeah,
while he...
Michelle! 201-209-9368. Tonight we're playing Never Ever Have I Ever.
This show better not make me feel like a bad person.
I'm pretty sure it won't.
I don't think it's a great idea to cheat on your boyfriend.
I mean, yeah, clearly.
Okay.
It's not nice. You should just break up with them.
What if you don't want to break up with them? You just want to make out with someone else.
Then you shouldn't be in a relationship.
That's not true.
Yeah, that's true. Pretty sure that's how it works.
No.
Yeah. I'm almost 100% sure.
I don't think you're right.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hello, girls.
Hi, what's up?
This is Larry Noodles.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Hi. I got a good one. You know, it's so great to be out of prison and hear you on the outside instead of inside a jail cell.
Do we sound the same?
Yeah, you sound exactly the same.
Cool.
I mean, I hear you on my computer.
Yeah, it was kind of a joke. But anyway... let's play the
game. Oh, yeah, never, ever have I ever committed a crime.
Wait, what happens? We drink if we've done it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, everyone's committed a crime.
Yeah, seriously.
Like, if you smoked
pot. I never did.
Oh, please, Larry Noodles.
Give me a break, Larry Noodles. You've never jaywalked?
It was a frame. I had to plead guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Otisville prison.
We have some friends in Otisville.
Yeah, we got some buddies there.
Really? Like who?
We'd rather not say.
We don't divulge our friends' names.
Oh. Okay.
Well, alright. Have a good one, Noodles. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's going on, girls?
Hey, what's up? Let's play.
Alright, here it is. Never have I ever called this show under a different alias and got kicked off it.
That means you have done it?
Well, I don't know. You said it, you know, you could have or you couldn't have.
Yeah, but now you got to tell us.
Yeah, now you got to.
That's part of the game. Up. Then we talk about it. Otherwise, there's no point of you calling a call-in talk show.
All right, well, here's the story. I was in the car when my buddy did it, and he called, and he said his name was like something, Johnny Copperpots, and that you girls were doing a bit on bad habits. Some chick called about eating turkey in the bed. But he said he had a bad habit with soap. Too much Irish Spring.
What does that mean? I have no idea what he's talking about. Okay, have a good one. That guy lost me so hard.
Yeah, I got confused.
201-209.
Some girl called in about eating turkey in bed.
9368. Tonight we're playing Never Ever Have I Ever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, you guys never, like, tell the same story twice. Like, there's always new stories.
Really?
Thanks.
I always thought, like, and I've been listening for a minute.
A whole like, minute?
Yeah, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you. Never have I ever hugged a hobo.
I don't think I've ever hugged a hobo.
I definitely never hugged a hobo.
Actually, no. Is a hobo like same as a homeless person?
Yeah. Like a homeless person.
Okay,
homeless
I've hugged a homeless
like, just
person,
go up to
yeah.
them and hug them.
There was this homeless people in Boston, And there are these two guys, and they were in a fake band called Mixed Nuts. And they and they used to play cardboard guitars on the street all the time. And
that's cute.
We were friends with them, me and my boyfriend at the time, Brad, who looked just like Thurston Moore, by the way. And Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth.
And we were friends with those guys, Dave. And what was the other guy's name? They both had HIV, which was sad. And they were both drug addicts. But they were really fun, and we used to hang out with them. And I've definitely hugged Dave a bunch of times. So I have hugged a whole
bunch. But not the other guy, because you can't remember his name.
I don't think I hugged him. I guess I would have remembered his name.
So have you ever hugged a hobo?
Yeah, all the time. It's Friday night. What the hell?
I never have.
You need to hug more homeless hobos.
Well, maybe I will tonight.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
You too, ladies. Thank you.
That was a good one.
201-209-9368. You can join our comments community by going to WFMU.org and clicking on the playlist and comments link. And as always, don't forget our favorite call wins a free t-shirt. Nobody's emailed us to claim their t-shirts recently. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is Never Ever Have I Ever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Never have I ever crashed my car because of the Bee Gees song Stayin' Alive.
Please elaborate.
Okay, so I was in high school and I was bringing this girl home.
Oh, that's
amazing. I really liked, and I dropped her off and I was kind of racing home because it was really late, curfew, but I was really excited about it. And right when Alive started happening, I started swerving.
Were you masturbating?
No.
Were you drunk?
I was like swerving the car to the...
Just for fun. That sounds fun.
Huh?
I said that sounds fun.
Swerving the car?
Oh, yeah, it was a lot of fun. And then I ran over the curb and broke the axle of the car.
Oh, no, you must have been in so much trouble.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, well, so I got out of the car. It just like... stopped, and I got out, and it was so late that this guy was jogging. He was out jogging, like early morning jogging.
Oh, man, you are
out
late.
And he stopped, and he was running in place, and he looked at the car, and he goes, "Your axle's broken." And then he keeps going.
Like, thanks, buddy.
And then a cop drove by and helped me out. But, yeah, I was in a lot of trouble.
I didn't date him. I went out with a dude a few times who told me that one time he was on a road trip alone in the car and he was, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
He was doing that thing and he flipped the car and like firemen had to come get him out. And I was like, they knew what you were doing in there. He was like, no, they didn't. I'm like, yes, they did. And he was like, wait, I never thought about that. They definitely knew.
Was his pants off?
Yeah, we shouldn't keep talking about it, but yeah. No, let's not get into details. Let's not get into the details.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that story with everyone.
I like that story.
Wish it was mine, but it's not. All right, buddy, have a good one.
Okay, you too.
201-209-9368. Never, ever have I ever is tonight's topic. Basically, we're asking, what crazy shiz have you done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we done it, too?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yo, what's up, guys?
Yo, what's up?
Never, ever have I ever puked in public.
Oh.
Well, that's clearly not true.
That's true. I take pride in it.
Come on.
You've never puked in public.
Never, never, ever have I ever puked in public.
Okay, well, I'm drinking.
I drank already.
Yeah. My friends have done it, and I'm like, I'm proud. You know, like, I've had friends puke in, like, the Pat station. I had a friend puke in front of a pizzeria once because they ate too much pizza.
I puked out of a cab window in college.
Oh, I puked in a cab.
Oh, he's pulled over. He knew what was going on.
And I didn't have any money to pay him.
Well, he brought me paper towels and wiped my face.
Mine didn't. Mine dropped me on the street.
Let me get this girl out of here. Yeah. All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hi. So you guys still on the same topic?
Yep.
All right. Never have I ever been able to breathe underwater when I was a kid.
Michelle, you better not drink that beer.
I'm not drinking that beer because I could breathe underwater.
Wait, I thought you're supposed to drink if you've done it.
Oh, if you've done it?
Yeah, you shouldn't drink that beer. Jeez, she's drinking it, guys. She's drinking the beer.
I knew someone would bring this up.
You know what? I have to say,
you Michelle, believe me.
I remember being able to do that when I was a kid.
Do you really?
Oh my God.
I do. I remember clearly the act of it and coming out and be like, oh my God, I breathed underwater.
Totally.
Oh, Jesus.
It is totally possible. I can't do it anymore. But when I was a kid, I was able to.
How strange that the both of you once upon a time in a far-off fantasy land could breathe underwater as children, but not as adult. How strange.
What is your problem? What is your problem?
That was a good response. I loved that, Michelle. What's your name, water breather?
Cheryl.
Carol?
Yes.
Thanks, buddy. I hear ya. It's a good feeling.
Let me add you to the list of water breathers.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
I really, really believe it. I knew someone was going to bring that up. But I really believe it. What's your problem?
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. So never, ever have I ever fallen off a building.
How high?
It doesn't matter.
Four stories, maybe.
I don't think I've ever fallen off a building.
I mean, I definitely haven't fallen off a building.
Let me think about this.
To keep my feet firmly planted on the ground.
No, I've never fallen off a building.
Have you, dude?
I did, but luckily there was a landing about 10 feet down. We were dancing on the edge of a roof,
fun,
not knowing there was a landing. So we were drunk. We fell. We hit the landing. But everyone at the party thought we went off the building. So 40 people rushed to the side of the building. And my friend and I looked up and we were like,
that's cool.
We're okay.
That's fun.
That's a cool story.
Yeah,
what's your
name?
That
story.
My name's Kevin.
Kevin, that's a cool story.
Thank you.
Kevin, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Awesome.
Man, I wish that was my story.
I like the visual of all your friends coming over the edge to see if you're
being
okay.
Like, we're in so much trouble.
Like, all of them, like...
For 10 seconds, I thought I was falling to my death.
Yeah.
And the only thing that raced through my mind was my mom. My mom's voice saying to me, this is such a stupid way to die. That was the
cute.
Only thing that was ringing in my head.
Did it change your life at all or not really? Your near-death experience?
Really. No. Yeah, I kept doing the same stupid things.
Yeah, same.
It took a while for me to stop that, but...
All right, buddy. Listen at the end of the hour. Good story.
All right, thanks. Bye.
That was a great story. I love that story. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
How about you tell me?
Howard in New York City says, I breathed underwater once as a kid, and when I came up, coughed up about a pint of water. That's not breathing underwater. That's almost choking.
Yeah, that's different. Amateur.
Are you sure that's not what happened to you?
I'm 100% positive.
Okay.
I don't know why you just don't believe me.
Hi, you're on the radio. I mean, I think you know why.
But I'm gifted.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're fine.
We're good. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty well.
So am I, but I can't do the impossible.
I've made a very dangerous homemade weapon.
I've never ever made a very dangerous homemade weapon.
My fists are my weapon.
Ooh, my mind is mine.
Ooh, well played! Have you, mister?
We used to buy... like pretend ninja stars.
I love
when I was a kid, and we would like sharpen the edges of them to make them like really sharp. But we made all kinds of stuff. Did you ever make a hairspray flamethrower?
Yes.
Well, then like, I guess we have made homemade weapons.
So fun. That is so fun. Right.
Then we have made homemade weapons.
Oh, my God. I wish we could do that right now.
So there you go. See?
I have one.
You probably have one.
No. I don't have one. What about never, ever have I ever killed an animal for fun? Not that I have. I'm just throwing it out there.
For fun?
Not even as a kid.
Wait, accidentally? I wonder. Maybe accidentally. I think accidentally.
Like, as a kid, if you cut a worm in half, you're killing an animal for fun.
Does it count if you go into a baby bird's nest and take the eggs in there and smash them against the wall?
Oh, my God, Michelle!
Yeah, that counts because it means you're a terrible person.
You did that?
I was just curious.
No, but how many fireflies have been cut?
No. Don't change. No. We're not changing the subject right now. Michelle?
I was just curious.
How old were you?
Old enough to know better.
No, yeah, that wasn't made up. That sounded like something deep from inside.
Oh, wow, Michelle, you are dark.
I was little.
You just said old enough to know better.
I didn't know it was wrong until I got in trouble.
Who found you?
My mom found the egg smeared on the wall with the shell.
Where did you do it? In the backyard?
On my porch.
Your pony boy.
This guy's still talking. I don't know why. On your porch?
Mm-hmm.
And your mom found the egg guts?
And then my sister and my mom cried.
What did you say? Did you tell them I just wanted to know what would happen?
I think I said I was just curious. And then I probably went like this. I just didn't believe there was a chicken in there and then or a bird in there and then there wasn't.
Well, because it was an egg.
I just was wondering if the chicken was in there or the bird was in there yet.
But then if you thought there would be a bird, why didn't you like... Like, open
I
don't
know,
it
I probably
open it gentle.
I probably didn't think it would break that hard.
This was last week, wasn't it?
No, I wouldn't do it now.
Would you, Michelle?
No, but I still have that same... I know the feeling of wanting to do something bad and not being able to control it.
I don't have that feeling, like, ever. I just, like, want to go to sleep all the
You're
time.
You're never like, I want to do a bad thing, I want to do a bad thing.
Other than drinking... No, and eating a lot. That was a good one. I gotcha.
You did.
Hi, you're on the radio. I could see in your face you were wondering whether you should say it out loud.
I'm not going to say the next one.
What do you mean the next one?
If there's another one, I'm just going to say I would never do something like
that. Oh, come on. Don't do that. All right. Hi, you're on the radio. Hello? Jesus Christ. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Frangie. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi. Hey, Ted.
I'm a little confused. Am I supposed to say something that I have done, but I don't think you've done, or...
It doesn't matter.
We hate rules.
Yeah, like, you no need to overthink it. We're just having fun and playing a game. Whatever you want.
Okay. How about, never have I ever been given a ticket for an open container?
I haven't.
And then I didn't pay it, and I had a warrant out for my arrest, and I had to go to the courthouse.
Cool.
All the guys there were like, I know why you're here. And I was like, why? And they were like, smoking weed. And I was like, nope. I had to get up in front of a judge and say guilty.
Well, I got cited twice for it.
Yeah, but it's like a stupid ticket. It's like $50 or something, right?
Yeah, and you have to go to court for it. You can't.
Oh, back then you didn't.
Pay it.
Oh, weird.
But I got cited like 2 days in a row.
Damn, just Ted?
Well, here's what happened. I was at a Springsteen concert, right, at Shea.
And cool.
When I went to the Springsteen concert here in New Jersey, you can tailgate in the parking lot. But I didn't know that you couldn't do it at Shea. So I got there early, and I had a beer in my hand, a bottle of beer. And I was walking all around the stadium and everything outside and passing, like, hundreds and hundreds of cops because it was only, like...
Ted!
It was a year after
9/11. Ted.
And finally, one of them just went up to me and said, what are you doing? And I said, nothing. And they go, the beat.
Ted!
And I go, what about it?
He won't stop.
I'm sorry.
Ted.
Yeah.
All you did was get a ticket for drinking a beer. We don't, like, need the details.
Oh, okay.
It's not like you threw eggs at a wall.
No, I don't do that.
Just messing with you, Sean. All right, just Ted, thanks for calling. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
I mean, he was going to go on and on for like a whole hour about the ticket.
I didn't get to see Springsteen at Shea Stadium.
I saw the Rolling Stones there.
Ew.
I like the Rolling Stones.
Embarrassing.
Whatever, it was like first row.
Who cares? It's still the Rolling Stones.
I like the Rolling Stones. I don't like the Beatles. 201-209-9368.
Did you see that Rolling Stones video with Kristen Stewart in it?
No. Her?
Love her. I'm going to see Personal Shopper on Sunday. I'm obsessed with her.
That's weird. She's such a bad actress.
She's so pretty.
People think I look like her.
No, you don't.
They tell me all the time.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
You don't look anything like her. Not that you're not pretty, but you don't look anything like her.
I think it's just the long face when she had the hair.
I'm obsessed with her. Why is that weird? She's
such a bad actress.
I could watch her do anything. I just like the way she moves.
I guess I could see that.
Oh my god, she's so beautiful. I want to meet her. Hang out with her.
I'm sure you could.
You think so?
You could be her next girlfriend.
I'd love to.
Would you go les out with Kristen Stewart?
Hell yeah, in a second. I wouldn't even think about it.
Even I would.
She's so pretty.
201-209-9368. Never, ever have I ever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Rock it slow, maybe. Shut this off.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing tonight? This is Jim in Brooklyn.
Hi.
Hi, Jim.
Hey, so, yeah, never, ever have I ever gotten a major souvenir from rushing the field when a team won like a pennant or a World Series.
The hell are
like
you talking about?
Are you talking about sports?
Yeah, this is a baseball thing, actually.
Okay, well, you lost us. But we probably haven't done it, so I don't know what the point of this call is other than you to toot your own horn.
86
well, no,
Mets.
I never did, but here's the thing. And when the Mets won in 1986, the pennant.
86 Mets.
Can I hang up?
I was like 11 years
People
old.
People care about the 86 Mets.
My baseball team coach brought us to the game, and he was like an ex-cop that was on disability, yet worked out every day. It was a weird thing. But we were on the rushes. Everyone went on the field. If you ever saw that from back in the day.
Yes.
Like Shea Stadium. Like, everybody rushed the field, and you were running around. It was like,
okay, hurry up.
Yeah.
You don't love Dwight Gooden? You don't like Cocaine Daryl Strawberry?
I don't really know who you're talking about, but I could not listen to that guy's stupid-ass story. I don't understand what the point of that call was.
The story wasn't fun, but the 86 Mets ruled, dude. Everyone loved them some Daryl Strawberry back in the day.
I know Daryl Strawberry.
Little Lenny Dykstra? Wasn't he the pitcher?
I don't know.
Little Dwight Gooden?
Hey, guys.
Oh, God.
Daryl Strawberry was hot.
He was so hot. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up? It's Chris from Los Angeles.
Hi, Chris.
Never, ever, forget that. Improvised a sex toy.
I'll drink.
We're drinking.
Right on, all right.
How about you? Don't give us details. Right. Just give us a yes or no.
I mean, anything could be a sex toy.
Yeah. Like, is your hand an improvised sex toy?
Mine? No. I mean, those are within reason. Mm. No.
So you mean like an object?
Yeah, thanks. That's it.
Yeah, my drinking was correct. I mean, I feel like ladies do that more than maybe men.
You think so?
Oh,
I think so.
It was during lovemaking with a woman, so I don't know. Yeah.
Lovemaking, huh?
Oh, you make love. You make love and then like grab something off the nightstand?
No, I was actually
dying to know what it was.
You were what?
What was the object? Can you at least tell us that without, like, being graphic?
Oh, yeah, totally. You know, like, the big Mexican Coke bottles?
What?
The glass ones?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you trying to contain your...
The big Mexican Coke bottles.
It wasn't the little one.
The big one.
I wish there was a way I could ask what you used it for exactly, but we cannot ask you that.
Oh, that's fine. Yeah, no worries. Like, I think whatever you'd use.
It could have been two ways. It could have been two ways, buddy.
Sorry, guys.
Could have been that or that.
Or just
issue. Yeah, totally. Anyway, Rad Talk.
Front or back?
The show.
Front or back?
Stop.
Front.
Okay.
Back to Jesus. Oh, I'm just.
What? I'm just asking. I don't know.
I'm just gonna get an infection.
I don't know what you're into.
I had that before, Michelle. It sucks.
An infection.
Everyone's had an infection.
On the back end, you get it when you...
Enough.
Okay. You are freaking deaky.
Yeah.
I am totally. I'm sorry, guys. Yeah.
Wait, is this my friend Chris in L.A. or no?
If you know this guy, it's going to make my day.
You did this to me last time. No, I'm the dude who, like, the girl was, like, making out and...
You are freaking deaky.
Yeah, freaking deaky Chris in L.A.
Yeah, you're Michelle's kind of
guy. Chris in L.A., totally.
Come visit.
Oh, yeah.
We'll make sure we have some Coke bottles on hand.
The big one.
I stopped drinking soda. I'm more into, like, Perrier now. So.
Oh, a little mineral water.
Voila.
Yeah.
Voila.
That'd be like the sugar on the, in the, yeah, that's probably better. I feel like it would be bad to have sugar in the bottle.
Oh, bad. Worse for an infection?
Yeah. Mineral water can't be all that bad.
No sodium.
Mm-hmm.
All right, freaky deaky. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, see you guys.
Hey, I have a question. Kind of love
him. Yeah?
I'm sorry. You like said that people hadn't been emailing you your shirts, and I totally won. I don't need another shirt. But I emailed you guys. I didn't hear anything back, or should I just chill and shut up?
Wait, and you never got a shirt?
No, I emailed you guys. After
when?
It was the show with the, everyone thought I was at a Police concert, or Sting. Sorry, my boss is like, get off the phone.
Boss, you need to quit. Quit right now.
Forward me the email.
Put your boss on the phone.
Yo, forward me the email.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm serious. Forward me the email.
Oh, yeah, the email or my boss.
Put your boss on the phone.
Wait, what? I'm so
confused.
Yeah,
word, I get it. Hold on. Hey, Tracy.
That's such a boss.
What are you
going
to say to her?
I don't know.
She's cool.
Tracy.
No, these, hang up. Now I'm scared.
These two chicks on
never
the
Never mind.
Sorry,
never mind.
Oh, here she comes.
No.
Now you got to talk to her, Michelle.
My friend wants to talk to you.
My friend.
She's totally going to think it's about something serious.
No. Hang up.
No. It's totally cool.
No. Hang up.
No, I'm not hanging up.
No, hang up.
Now you got to talk to her. Totally. You made your bed. Now you got to lie in it. Wait, Michelle just fell on the floor. Michelle is hiding under the table.
Hey.
Hi, Tracy.
What's up?
You're on the radio right now. Do you know that?
Oh, no, I didn't. Hello, world.
What's his name? Chris, huh? He called in to tell us a freaky deaky story. And then my co-host, Michelle, who is now terrified hiding under the table, said she wanted to talk to you, but now she's too scared. What do you guys do?
We have microphones and compressors and EQs and recording systems, and we send gear out so people can record music.
Cool.
We help them create.
So tonight on the show, we're playing Never Ever Have I Ever. Do you want to play?
Right now?
Yeah, yes. Right now. You're on the radio.
Okay.
All right, Michelle, give her one.
I don't know. What is it?
Come on, hold on. Michelle's going to give you one. Come on, Michelle. Come
I'm
on.
I'm too scared.
Don't be scared. She's on the radio. All right. Never ever have I ever peed on someone. Go. Have you, Tracy? Yes or no?
Yes.
For fun or by accident?
For fun.
Everyone's a freak in that office.
Now you feel comfortable, Michelle?
No, I don't like authority. I got so scared.
But, like, not in the shower.
Well, there's three of us in the tub.
Oh! Yeah!
Hold on. You were in a tub with three people and you peed?
And a Mexican Coke bottle?
Yeah, did you guys have any drugs?
Oh, we had been drinking, absolutely. I don't think drugs.
Was it a woman and a man? What was the...
It was three girls.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
You sound like a good boss.
Yeah, we should hang out with you.
Where are you guys?
We're in New Jersey.
Oh, we're pretty far. But
yeah, maybe we're going to come out and hang out with Freaky Deaky Chris and Tracy.
Yeah, we have a good time in California, I'll tell you
Yeah, apparently. All right, Tracy, thanks for joining us.
Okay.
All right, have a good one.
Good night, or everything.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Have a good one.
I fell out of my chair and panicked.
Wait, Michelle was, like, on the floor. The chair was on its side. Michelle was hiding under the table when Tracy got on the
floor. I don't like authority. I got scared. I don't know what to tell you. I panicked, then my chair fell.
That was amazing.
I'm sorry.
I was not expecting Tracy's answer.
I left you out in the cold, and I apologize.
I handled it. I handle things.
I don't.
201-209-9368. Never, ever have I ever. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up?
I got two of them for you. One I bet you did, one I bet you didn't do.
Okay, go.
Never, ever have I ever drank a beer with a cigarette butt in it.
I've done that.
I've never done that.
I've done that.
Everyone's done that.
Not me.
No?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm a classy broad.
The other one, never, ever have I ever peed on a cop's foot.
On a what?
A policeman's foot.
Oh, I've done that.
Get out of here.
Just kidding.
I did it.
You must have gotten in big trouble, mister.
He beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, he did.
It wasn't fun.
You deserved it.
Yeah, you did deserve it. I have no sympathy for you right now.
I was handcuffed at the time, so that was my only defense.
Oh, well, gross. You probably did it all over yourself, too.
I did. Actually, I was handcuffed to a bench.
Small Coke bottle or large Coke bottle?
Yeah, it was funny. Anyway, all right. That's it. I love your show. You guys cracked me up.
Thanks.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? Let's play.
Hey, okay, so never have I ever farted on my significant other's arm.
I'm sure I've done that.
I don't know if I've done that.
I ran out of beer. What does that say about me?
I didn't.
Maybe I just take bigger sips.
Maybe.
All right, buddy, have a good one. Okay. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls. It's Rooster and Scott.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
How are you tonight?
Great. How are you?
Doing great. Life is good. So, let's see. Something we've never done, eh?
Sure.
Well, heck, there are a lot of things we've never done. But Scott said that what he wants me to tell you is that he has never driven really slowly in the fast lane.
I am sure he's never done that.
Yeah, he never did that.
I have.
I've done that.
I've definitely done that.
I have too. Yeah. I've gotten beeped at.
One time, my mom, she doesn't go past 25 miles an hour, and we were in the fast lane, and a cop was behind us, and he got on a megaphone and said, "Slow driver, please move to the right." Not even funny. Making that up, I was dying. It was so embarrassing. I was a teenager.
Was she like, I have every much right to be here as they do?
Of course she was.
She's right.
All right, Rooster, have a good one.
Thank you. Have a good... Oh, yeah, I have something else.
Okay.
Scott wanted me to do.
Okay,
I want to give a shout out to one of his friends that recently gained his freedom.
Ah, nice.
His name is Etch. So, Etch, if you're out there listening, how are you doing? I hope you're doing well. You can contact me whenever you want.
Congrats, Edge.
Enjoy your freedom. Thanks. We do.
Amen.
All right, have a good one.
Have a good one.
There's only 10 minutes left here on Shut Up Weirdo.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Ooh, they got scared.
Never, ever have I ever lost the balls to call and do a radio talk show.
I have.
What?
I used to call the show before I was on it. You used to hang up on me all the time.
I did not hang up on you all the time.
Three times.
Once.
Three times.
Twice.
at least twice.
Maybe twice.
Definitely twice.
I only remember the dead baby one.
Okay.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hello. Never ever have I ever danced, but it's because I can't dance, so maybe that doesn't matter.
You've never
maybe that's a good thing.
Danced?
But a caller a half hour ago said he never fell off a roof. The roofers fall off their roof because they're dancing with their roofing machine. They forget that the roofing machine isn't going to dance back with them. You got to be careful about dancing.
You do have to be careful about dancing.
Dude, what's with your, like, crazy fear of dancing?
It's, maybe it is fear. Maybe it is. Don't send me a bill, but for the consultation.
What?
I don't know.
Because you're shrinking his head.
I'm not coordinated, but okay, maybe it is a fear of dancing. Yeah,
clearly you're scared
you
of dancing.
You should just try and dance. Right
oh,
now.
I used to always try. I used to try, but again, maybe it was the fear. But I don't send me a bill for the consultation. But
why does he keep
I
saying
used
that?
To always try to like dance, and I never so did. Like, and I'm also dyslexic.
I'm going to send him triple the bill now. He keeps saying that.
I get things
I'm hanging up. That guy's a weirdo. Hi, you're on the radio.
How dare anyone weird call this show?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Yo, what's up? Let's play.
You love saying let's play, don't you?
Well, I don't know how else to say it. I'm not going to be like, so what's your never ever have I ever?
Hey, let's play.
Let's play.
Let's play. Actually, to go off what you guys are saying, never have I ever not been hung up on, really, guys.
Are you drunk?
Am I?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just got off a long day at work. I didn't sleep last night. I'm kind of weird right now.
Yeah, you were just like slurred your words.
Why didn't you sleep?
Yeah, what were you doing? Were you out partying? Don't curse. Good night. 201-209-9368. Call us. Tonight's topic is never, ever, have I ever, and there's only one person on the list.
Who?
Kevin, who fell off the building.
That was a good story.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, it's Lila.
Hi, Lila.
Never have I ever stolen a bike or a car.
Not yet, honey.
What do you mean, steal like your parents' car or just steal a car?
What's
like
the difference, car? Michelle? If you take a car that's not yours, it's stealing, right, Lila?
Yeah.
Michelle, you better drink.
You never stole your parents' car.
Okay, I stole my sister's. Fine,
okay,
I'll drink too.
Fine,
we're both drinking, Lila, but you should never steal cars or drink.
I won't. I'm not planning on it.
Good girl.
Good girl.
All right, we miss you. Have a good one.
You too.
I love her.
She's so cute.
Frankie and Michelle are best friends, but they don't want to be. Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, they should be. But yeah, hey, never ever have I been on people's court.
You've been on the people's court?
Never ever have I been.
Me either, but no one has. That's a really weird one to call in.
No, Glenn Jones.
You know why?
He works on Court TV.
What?
Yeah, People's Court TV.
Doing
and
what?
You know what? I'm going to be on People's Court TV on May 4th.
He's just calling to plug his
hang
stupid
up on that sorry ass.
That was great. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, so it's Michael, the goody two-shoes guy. Can I dispel that for a second? Because I've got a never have you, but I have.
Did you just call in to prove to us that
you're
not
cool?
Perfect?
Well, it just sounded so bad. Can
I can't wait
you
to hear
try
that.
Let's
all
see.
Right,
what
so
do you have?
In college, my twin brother was dating a woman, and I totally jumped in and stole her from him, and it was... They were pretty serious, but then I just made the move. So, and then she was my girlfriend for a couple of years.
So you're in a, you're.
So you slept with your twin brother's girlfriend.
Yeah.
Damn.
So like.
That's pretty bad, actually.
That's not great.
Badass, right?
Yeah, that's not great.
All right, fine. But you're still a goody two-shoes. You just had a dark moment.
No, I'm not. But thanks.
I like that you call in and you're like, I never cheated on anyone.
But I stole my twin brother's
what
girlfriend.
What the hell? Like, that's worse.
I may have blocked it.
Yeah, you're a mess.
Get it together.
You're one of those people that's like dark.
Yeah, you might be.
As you hold it in.
Dark.
Yeah, you definitely kill animals on the side.
Yeah. Not.
You
not
do?
No, not that.
Oh, okay. Good. All right, have a good one. 201-20
Keep it down over there.
201-209-9368 Tonight we're playing Never Ever Have I Ever.
We're just kidding.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Yo.
Never have I ever done heroin.
I've never done heroin.
I looked at Michelle with my eyes wide, waiting for her to tell me whether she
I've never done heroin.
Me either. I think it's the only... heroin and crack.
Yeah, those were my black books. Never
same. Same. Michelle?
I couldn't have handled heroin.
What about crack?
I don't think I've ever smoked crack.
Wait, is smoking cocaine smoking crack?
I don't think so. No,
it's not the same thing, right?
I don't think
But I don't do that. That's no bueno. That's very bad.
All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I couldn't have handled it.
Hello?
Turn your radio down.
Radio down?
Yes.
Oh, my radio. Oh, gotcha. What's up? I'm Sharon. What's going on?
Hey, what's up?
You're still playing the game?
Yeah, we're still playing the game. You have like a minute. Hurry up.
I have a minute? Oh, what I have to say is just hang up on me already.
No, come on.
You can never, do
never,
this.
Never,
get it out, dude.
You can do it.
That guy.
Wait, what'd he say?
What'd you say?
Like, you know, like...
Like, maybe...
I've never been that guy.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
It's like, hold on, there's a cop. I'm driving.
Oh, Jesus. I don't have time for that. Hi.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Did he just say that? That was our first. I really liked it.
Who is he saying that to us?
I don't know, but I liked it. Are we done? How much time do we have?
We have a minute.
Hi, you're on the radio. Hi, you're on the radio.
Never have I ever smoked crack while watching The Blacklist.
That sounds the worst.
What the hell's The Blacklist?
It's that show with,
The show with the guy who's in a bunch of things.
Yeah, that guy. James Spader.
Ooh, I love that guy.
Good call. I couldn't come up with his name.
All right, bye.
That's depressing.
The winner is Kevin, who fell off the building. Email us your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org. And Freaky Deaky Chris, if you're serious about the t-shirt I owe you, forward me the email. Done.
What's the email address again?
Shutupweirdo.
@wfmu.org.
Yes, ma'am.
We will be with you live.
Oh, no!
Next week from the WFMU Record Fair. 800,000 square feet of music. That's not true.
And us talking over it.
And us talking
over it. This is a bad idea.
It's going to be super fun.
My stomach hurts already.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week live from the Record Fair. If you're in Brooklyn or in New York or in New Jersey, please come out. It's in Greenpoint. There's more information online. Please stay tuned for Billy. Jam.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a good yeah, yeah.
Thanks. We'll be right back. know why you just don't like it.
I think you know why.
Ooh,
Well, then I guess we have made
homemade weapons.
Oh my god, I wish we could do that right now. I don't know why, you just don't believe me.
I mean,
I think you know why. Ooh, a blade! Well, then I guess we have made homemade weapons.
Fun.
Then we have made homemade weapons.
I wish we could do that right now.
Caution, you are about to enter the no spin zone.
Almost $13 million in settlements over claims of sexual harassment or other inappropriate behavior.
Ew!
As the embattled star of Fox News faces a firestorm over alleged sexual harassment, the president is coming to his defense.
Uh-uh. Dude! No! No! No!
President Trump said, "I think he's a person I know well. He is a good person."
No!
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 No! No!
They're saying these horrible things about him.
No.
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 They're saying these horrible things about him.
No.
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 It's very sad because he's a very good person.
No.
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 The president also says, "Personally, I think he shouldn't have settled because you should have taken it all the way."
No.
No.
I don't think Bill did anything wrong.
No. Absolutely not.
No.
Last summer, when former CEO Roger Ailes faced multiple allegations of sexual harassment, candidate Trump defended his friend.
No! 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 Just stop!
But just a month before the election, it was Trump under fire for that infamous Access Hollywood tape where he talked about groping women.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I said no. not enough.
More than a dozen women then came forward accusing him of inappropriate sexual advances.
Like, you need to tell your mom that she has steered you wrong.
She really.
You definitely need to talk about this.
President Trump's defense of O'Reilly comes just days after the president acknowledged April as Sexual Assault and Awareness Month.
No.
The wedding.
Ew, stop. Hi, you're on the radio.
Exclusively on Fox News.
Yes.
You can't find them anywhere else.
Yes.
O'Reilly at FoxNews.com.
Yes.
O'Reilly at FoxNews.com.
Yes.
And spin.
Yes.
Stops here.
Yes.
I wipe the dirt from my hands as I walk from your grave. Those ain't facts, those are lies and the statements you made. So, we gotta get him. We gotta chill him. We gotta get him. We gotta kill him. You don't believe homeless vets exist.
Shut up.
You put a spin on everything like the Exorcist. You a lying coward, lost soul. Most statements you made are not so. That's how chicken hawks roll. I find the fact that you a Fox News ass. Ironic, cause you never been in no foxhole. I hope that you rot slow. You and your talk show, no spin zone. That's a vertigo, inferno, fire and brimstone. We seeing all your neocon bulls. Fuck a press room, you want the president pulpit. I cringe at your right wing lunatic fringe. There's no elegant speech to show the beliefs. Hate dominates like the Celts in the East. Michelle Markin wants a snitch like you're telling police. She oughta be shot, they gotta be stopped. Infrared the Bill O'Reilly's head, that's a key spot. I'm not a violent man, but actually your blasphemy is badgering me to blast you for your factual inaccuracy. Naturally, media matters to me. So we gotta shut down Fox News. That's the way it has to be.
From my hands as I walk from your grave. Those ain't facts, those are lies and the statements you made.
So, we gotta get him. We gotta chill him. We gotta get him. We gotta kill him.
Bill O'Reilly, you only riling me up.
This piece of human white waste, O'Reilly on Fox News.
I leave you so scarred, your corpse rock hard. Dear Bill, I like
lucky to get your mouth off that conservative. Long enough to sit and talk it out. Scratch that, let's backtrack. I stalk your house, knock you out, gag your mouth, drag you out, dog it out. I wanna hurt you, immerse you in torture. Huff make fun of you with punchlines. I'd rather kill your family in front of you by lunchtime.
A one-line execution in sunshine.
It's crunch time, let's take it to the front lines. Bless the union of marriage? Oh, that's classic. In your hand, making phone calls to Andrea Macris. You got it backwards. Phone sex leading to threats to get a flat up on your mattresses. As sick as the list of adjectives put upon your favorite actresses in your book. No spin so grim. You borderline rapist, sexist, racist, makeshift talking head celebrities that need a facelift.
I wipe the dirt from my hands as I walk from your grave. Those ain't facts, those are lies and the statements you made.
So,
we gotta get him, get him. We gotta chill him, chill him. We gotta get him, get him. We gotta kill him, kill him.
Been a long rally, you only rally me up.
I'm going to call upon the Lord God Almighty to cause the death of Bill O'Reilly.
Am I frightening you? Shall I continue?
Transcribed all your lies till my domosaur. Separated all your letters like an underscore. I'm in your driveway like Billo, what you running for? You want beef, but you never send your son to war. That's my favorite reason, but I got 100 more. You a political prostitute, a money whore. Your ass is upper class, saying that you come from poor background. You need to get smacked down with guns galore.
Something more hardcore, slash a flick, bash the bit, scattered your chitter chatter is littered with little that matters. You mad had a blabbering on, I'm deadpan, steady handed, kill you on a webcam. Body battered till I got red hands and leave a trail of dead fans. That's a YouTube number one download. Dump you at the end of your town's road. I hang you like Benito Mussolini if the ground's cold.
I wipe the dirt from my hands as I walk from your grave. Those ain't facts, those are lies and the statements you made.
So,
we gotta get him, get him. We gotta chill him, chill him. We gotta get him, get him. We gotta kill him, kill him.
Be a lone rally, you only rally me up.
And you are that wrong. Not doing so, you're supposed to say, I'm sorry, I was wrong, and then you're supposed to shut up for a while.
Turn around, you'll be back. You're the worst person on the planet, credit yourself. You mutilated Malady, now you edit yourself. Plus your lawsuit proves a bill, you read it yourself. You're a sick man, you're better off dead in yourself. Pan left, maximum corners like Grand Theft. Pan right, see the mic through the Antichrist chest. O'Reilly gets a shaking, he's a liar, falsifier. And I'm a wolf out for his blood till he retires.
The betrayer, naive, and the motherfucking ridiculous.